Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Pretty Basic. I am your co-host, Remy Cruz.
And I'm your other co-host, Alicia Marie. And I have to say, I'm very happy, as I know all the listeners are too, that you are here with us again. And as much as I'm sure they loved Ollie and I, you know, taking over, I know that they're very happy to have you back.
I'm so happy to be here. Big shout out to Ollie for last minute filling in for me last week. We'll get to Ollie in a little bit, but I just want to say thank you so much for just doing the episode without me, because I had literally a week ago from today, I was not doing well. I'm fine now. From 2 weeks ago, the last episode that you guys saw before that, as you know, I've been going through a lot, and I just want to say thank you so, so much to everybody who reached out to me via DM or commented on the YouTube video or just like people in my everyday life. I had people from high school that I haven't spoken to in like years and years reach out to me because they saw the episode or saw the clips online and were just really sweet. So I just want to say to every single person, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I sat while I was already going through my day last week, I sat and I read all the comments on my blog, all 400 of them, and I cried. So thank you guys so much. And I also want to say thank you so much to you for being such a good best friend.
Oh my God,
and
just,
no, I like it. It meant the world to me. And every time I was like talking to someone after, like I went home and talked to Cal about it, or I called my mom about it, I was like, Alicia literally cried more for me than I cried for myself. But I just appreciated you being there for me so much on the episode and just in general as well. And I not gonna fucking cry again. It's so funny that I like, I fight it so much. It's okay if I cry, and it's okay to cry. But I just feel like I would not have been able to get past or get through these past few weeks if it hadn't been for you and for Ollie and for Cal, for Lauren, for me, like for my close friends, because obviously like I am so appreciative of my family, but also there are bigger things going on with other people in my family, as you guys know. So I'm just so appreciative, and like I don't want to lean on my family too much right now because it's not about me. So it's really nice that I have my friends who are like there to, I'm able to confide in, and also just be there for me for my own stuff, and then also for all my family stuff. So thank you so much. I've been doing much, much better, and I have some updates from the last episode that I was here to keep everyone updated on.
Yeah, I feel like a lot has actually happened.
A lot, but also like not at the same time. I guess maybe you're right.
I feel like it's a lot.
Yes. Okay, so the last time I was here, talked about everything. I believe right after that, I went on my trip to Palm Springs with Lauren and Mia for their birthday. And I, for the first time in like years, didn't vlog during a trip. And I had already gone into it knowing that I wasn't going to, because I just needed a break. And I haven't had a trip where I haven't vlogged. It was so relaxing. It was so nice. We got to do that more. It's so easy in my head. I'm like, it's so easy obviously to vlog, and I also feel like when I go on trips and don't vlog, I get mad at myself, because vlogging is so fun and it's so easy and it's a great way to remember everything, and it's also, it is an easy thing to do, but I feel like I don't realize how much it's mentally taking up space until I took a little 4-day break from vlogging. But it was so nice. We just like relaxed and read and ate and everything, ate snacks and watched Netflix and things. But during that time I was able to like fully just recharge, but also I was absolutely dreading it, because I knew once I got back, I had to go get my MRI, which I talked about last time. I don't know if I talked about this, but when they called me to tell me that I needed my MRI, the guy on the phone, he was so sweet. He was just like, hey, so you got to get an MRI. They found a cyst in your brain, so can we get this on the books? But I was thinking, that was the first time I heard from like the hospital that I needed to schedule for my MRI. The only thing that led up to me knowing that I needed that was me reading my own email. But imagine someone didn't read their email and they just get a phone call that's like, hey, so we found a cyst in your brain. You got to do an MRI. Like,
yeah,
when are you free?
I'm so shocked they didn't. Well, actually, again, it's a good thing that I feel like they only call when it's like intense stuff.
I think they call pretty much all the time. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like for me, I usually let all my calls go to voicemail. So if they say it in the, like they'll say you're cleared in a voicemail, but they won't tell you it's bad in a voicemail. So that's usually my determining factor of like, shit.
That's
you know?
So true, actually. Cause Shane told me that too, because I was freaking out. Like, are they going to call me? Are they not? And he was like, if they're going to call you, it's to schedule something, because they can't tell you anything bad over the phone. Yeah. They need you to come in. So for his cancer, they were like, hey, can you come in? Same with my aunt. They're like, hey, can you come in? And they like sit there. and
that's
have
so
to tell you
anxiety inducing though, because you're like, just fucking tell me.
I know, because then it's the lead up. Uh-huh. So he called me and he was like, let's get you on the books. Luckily, I already knew, obviously. So I was like, mm-hmm. okay, I've been waiting for this. And then he was like, okay, sweet. Are you free like next Tuesday? Which I got back from Palm Springs on Monday. So I was like, yeah, Tuesday works for me. And he's like, cool, Tuesday morning, which is the day that we normally record. And he ends the call by being like, oh yeah, so just very nonchalantly, are you claustrophobic? And I was like, yeah, I am, like a little bit.
No, you really are.
I'm so claustrophobic. He was like, okay, well, see you Tuesday, and ended it like that. So for me, I've never had an MRI, but I also, like, my mom's always like, oh, I'm getting an MRI. My aunt's like, I'm getting an MRI. Yeah. So to me, I'm like, it's such a normal passive thing, but him bringing it up so nonchalantly, obviously for a week, made me spiral.
Also, they are very claustrophobic. Yeah. That's the one thing I've always heard.
I didn't know that, yeah. But I feel like him asking that put it in my head. I wasn't really that worried. I was like, it's fine, I'll get an MRI, I'm gonna be fine. But because he asked me so far in advance the whole trip, I was just like, oh my God, okay. Like, at least I have 4 days, and the next day, at least I have 3 days, and I have 2 days. And so I went in on Tuesday morning, and we were also going to have Bretman on the podcast.
Yes.
That day we were scheduled to do an episode of You and I, and then an episode with Bretman. And basically the night before the MRI, I'm getting ready because I had a really early appointment. I was hoping that if I made it as early as possible, mm-hmm. I would just fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Again, I was just like so nervous and anticipating. And then I got a call from my family that my brother got rushed into an emergency surgery, because I talked about this last time, but my brother was diagnosed with cancer. He has sarcoma and it's in his back. And basically very late at night, he had to get rushed in because there was an infection and he had been scheduled for another surgery.
Rushed in again.
Yeah, again. Like, he's gone like multiple times. Yeah. He's had 3 surgeries in like a couple weeks, and like 2 of them have been emergency surgery.
I was gonna say, the last time you were here explaining everything, you were like, he just got rushed in for emergency surgery.
This is a second emergency surgery in like a couple weeks. So he had to go in, and he was alone because he has his baby at home, and so his wife is with the baby. So it's just been a mess. And so then I was like, oh, I called you immediately. I was like, I don't know if I can come to record tomorrow. I'm so sorry, because I need to be there for my family. And I want to get into this later on in the episode too, but I feel like right now I am at this crossroads where I feel like I'm not doing enough in my work life, but also I feel like I can't do anymore just in general, because I feel like on the edge of burnout. But also on the other side, I'm like, I just feel like I can't be there for my family nearly enough as I want to be right now. Mm. So I'm like in this crossroads. So I called you and I told you all these things, and you know that, and you were so sweet, and you were like, go be with your family. Like, it's okay. I'll hold the fort down. It's fine. And I was like, but Bretman, I love Bretman so much. And so I sent him this long message on Instagram, because I knew I was probably going to have to cancel the next day, and I didn't want him to find out in the morning. Yeah, it was like midnight.
Yeah.
And so I sent him this message on Instagram, and I just have to say, he is the nicest. We already knew nicest, most humble, most incredible person in the world. And just like an inspirational influencer in general, but like his response was so sweet. He was like, girl, I want to be on PB. I'm going to be on PB. Like, you need to be with your family. Like, I understand. He was so sweet. And I was like, please forgive me. I love you so much. And he said, hi. He's like, tell your mom I say hi. Cause when he came on last time, I was like, my mom loves you.
Oh my God. Yes.
And he remembered that. He's just so amazing. So he will come on mm-hmm. the next time he's here. I'm so sorry. I wanted the episode too, but I just had a lot going on, obviously. And then the next morning I woke up to do my MRI, and it was so traumatizing. It was crazy. And I felt bad because I was like, I feel like I'm being so dramatic right now, but I got put into it. I didn't realize that because it was like specifically a cranial MRI. I've never had one before and I didn't know what they do, but specifically for cranial, they like Velcro you in. And they like literally like they put my head. So I got there.
Move.
No. So I got there, and I had told our makeup artist recently that I was going in for this MRI, and he had told me, he was so sweet, because I was like having a freak out about it a few days before. And he was like, Rem, like if you get really nervous, don't worry. Like, just think about how amazing is modern medicine. Like, this magnet is able to take a photo of what's inside your brain. And I didn't know what an MRI was, but I found out in that moment, and truly that got me through.
Wow.
So I get in there, and I put the like hospital gown on, and then I go into this like crazy room where they have got like all these like signs around, obviously, because it's like so magnetic and you have to be careful around all that kind of stuff. So they like have this giant door that I walked in, and then the machine is like massive. And I was so nervous the morning of, and Cal took me because I was so scared. And I kept walking by all the rooms to go to the MRI section, and I kept walking by the CT scan ones, which are like a walk in the park compared to an MRI. Also, I just want to say, I know I am dramatic, and I know an MRI is not like the craziest thing in the world, but to me as a claustrophobic person, it was.
I was going
to
say, when one of your worst fears is being stuck and being claustrophobic, I feel like that's, you get a pass on that.
Thank you. I understand I'm being dramatic, and I know people do them all the time. And there's a sweet old lady that went before me who I was like, aww, she also got me through. I was like, she did it, I can do it.
Not me. That's like me when I'm like at the gym or something and there's this like older person killing it. I'm like, damn, Alicia, come on. You got this.
We can do it. I was just like, she was inspirational for me in that moment. But I kept walking by the CT scans because that's what I got when I went to the emergency room. Mm. And I think because I wasn't anticipating it, I wasn't even scared. Mm-hmm. But because this man had asked me if I'm claustrophobic a week before, I had been anticipating it. So I kept asking Cal as we walked by every room that had an open CT scan. I was like, is that what it looks like? Is that what it looks like? And he was like, I'm sorry, Rem. It's like, it's a little worse than that. I was like, okay. Aww. And so I get in, and the guy was really sweet. He was super nice. And like, he could tell I was freaking out. And so they lay you down on like a, what would you call this? Like a conveyor kind of situation?
Like a little table, a sliding table.
Yeah, like a sliding table. And so then he, like, I laid down, and then because it was my brain, they had to like, essentially like strap my head in. And then, you know, when you go to like get a facial and they put those, like, it almost looks like the sun tanning booth. Like, I would never in general go into like a tanning booth, mm-hmm, because obviously it's really bad for us. But like, that is my worst nightmare. Mm. They like put this thing over my head, but I even get an anxiety attack when I get a facial and they put the red light thing over your face.
Really? Oh, I'm like, ooh, zap my face.
Oh, I haven't. Like, I have to talk myself down from those. So I don't know why this came upon me like in the past few years. I used to be fine. And now anything absolutely like triggers a panic attack for me. Maybe you think there's like therapy for this kind of stuff?
Oh yeah. You can do like EMDR shit. I'm going to do that on Friday.
What's that?
It's like where you do therapy and you talk through it, but you stare at a ball on a computer, and it's something about your eye movement that while you're going through something, it like resets your brain.
Whoa.
And there's actually a lot of studies like that are very positive about it. It's called EMDR.
Okay. I'm going to look into that. I've been having horrible, and it's probably just everything going on, but I've been having horrible anxiety lately. And fun fact, I started carrying around warheads in my bag because if I get a panic attack, it's usually like in a random like Target or like the grocery store where it really hits me. Randomly, I was at Barnes & Noble recently and worst I've ever had in a long time. But I carry warheads now, and I pop a warhead in, and
the sour
just like zaps your brain.
You know what helps me? Because I used to get a lot of anxiety in places like that. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I'm like, wow, this is the best place for me to have to like faint. I'm in a hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the hospital,
like,
I feel safe. Yeah.
I'm like, or even if you are in a public space, you're like, wow, there's so many people. There's probably a doctor here. You know what I mean?
That's so
like, that
true.
Actually helps me a lot. Or even on a plane, I'm like, wow, they have protocol for this shit. You know?
I feel the most safe in a hospital for
yeah,
sure. I'm
for
like,
sure.
I could be okay here. Yeah. I do agree with that. Not in a Barnes & Noble for me though. And so they strap me in, and then they give you this like little, you know, like when babies have boogers, they go like little squeegee, yes, to get it out. They give you like, it's attached to a tube and you hold it. And then if you can't do it anymore, you can squeeze it and they'll take you out of it. Nice. So I felt very safe knowing I had that. But at the same time, I was like, you cannot squeeze this, mm-hmm, because then you'll have to start over.
Yeah.
So they put the thing over me, and then I just got like back in the thing, and I closed my eyes the entire time because I knew if I opened them, I would have a full like horrible panic attack. And they also give you earplugs because it's like the whole time. This is crazy. I don't know if this is interesting to anyone, but I thought it was crazy. And so when I went back, I had the worst panic attack of them all. Like, it started and my whole, you know, when your whole body feels like mm-hmm, all like
tingly.
And so I was freaking out, but I told myself like, I can't stop, 'cause I'm gonna have to just do it again. And so it was like a 20 minute long session, and I had four, like it literally would come and then go and then come and then go, four like whole anxiety attacks.
Oh.
Horrible experience. And then I wanted to sob, but he kept saying like, don't move your head, 'cause I couldn't move at all. But I will say the thing that I kept doing in my head that distracted me was because it was like, I kept thinking I was tap dancing. I was making a routine. I was like, flat ball change.
Wait, what was the song? Have save.
So I had a viral video on TikTok, everybody, because I did my fifth grade tap routine and I did a routine to how to save a life and people went crazy for it.
No, but like that's, I can't imagine a bet like that song for a tap dance recital.
Oh, it was a crowd pleaser.
No, but it's just so, I just would never put those two together.
I was gonna say, it's so funny. I feel like I didn't think it was weird until I posted it and people were like, it was a full discussion. I had an even weirder tap routine to this song called World Ain't Slowing Down. And it was like a lyrical tap dance. Oh but God. Like, to me, that wasn't weird, but maybe now that was just like very strange.
I don't know anything about the tap dancing world. So maybe I'm just, you know, just I don't
not
know.
Well versed.
Not well versed at all.
Well, now you know. Lyrical
maybe how
tap.
To save a life is the best. I just picture you in fifth grade.
Do you want to know what we wore for our costume?
Please.
Cargo, like a khaki cargo short, I believe it was, or maybe a capri, but it was like not a pant.
Yeah.
With a white cami. And then we had these blue, navy blue baby fat cropped zip ups on top.
I'm so sorry. That's, I don't know what I pictured, but that was not it.
No, I mean, none of my costumes ever made sense.
Sad
for my World Ain't Slowing Down song. It was like this, it was very Jason Mraz, like okay. Very like slow, like, yeah, like a nice ukulele song. And we wore wet seal, white halter crop tops with white jeans and tan tap shoes.
That is hilarious.
My good memories. Anyways, back to my MRI.
Yes.
Then I got like halfway through, or like he's like almost towards the end, like maybe 3/4 of the way through. He's like, we have to do the contrast, which is where they give you a shot of like an injection.
Yes.
So that I think it can show up better on the MRI. And so when I came out, I couldn't move. So I'm just like this. And so he's trying to find my vein, but I didn't drink much water in the morning because I was scared I was going to have to pee because I was so nervous. And so he like is like trying to find
it. From it.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So he tried to find my vein on my left arm. And he's like trying to poke around. He's like talking to me about it, but I couldn't hear because I had headphones or earplugs in and the thing over like fabric around my face.
Kickball chase.
Kickball chase. Palap, palap, palap. And so he was like trying to find it and poking around for a while. And then finally he's like, oh, there's no blood. And I thought that was a good thing. So I was like, yay. And he was like, no, I have to do the other arm. So I had to go over and find my other vein on this arm. And then they gave me the shot thing. And then they put me back in. And then I finished it. And then I cried in the dressing room. And then I cried in the parking lot. And then I cried when I got home. Because I was just like, that was a lot for me.
Oh, my God. Wait, wait, wait. But that was the morning after you went.
Huh?
That's a TikTok.
That was the morning of my MRI.
Yeah, that was like 7 a.m., right?
Yeah.
And then you went home.
Then I was going to go home, but then I was just really going through it that day. So I literally just sat on my couch and cried all day long.
Aww.
And then I was like, I can't make it into record today. I'm so sorry. I was just having an emotional day and I was going to go see my family, but then I just had a lot of other things happened throughout the day where I just stayed home and cried all day. And it was honestly really good because as someone who, as people see, tries to not cry a lot, I am also a very big proponent and believer in sometimes a good hard cry is what you need. And
oh, it's so therapeutic.
I think I had bottled it up for a while because I cried a lot, like throughout the day, just like every hour is like a good sob and then I was fine. But it felt really good. And I posted a vlog talking about my MRI experience and a lot of people commented saying that they also have claustrophobia and they actually can do open MRIs if you ask them to do it.
Maybe that's, you should have been honest when he said, yes. You said, yeah, sort of.
I know, but I was like,
you should be like, yeah, highly.
Well, I didn't also think I was as claustrophobic until this.
That was
now
me.
I'm like, okay.
Even me with anxiety, I would always be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But like only certain times it's not that bad. But then when you compare it to like on the normal scale, you're like, oh, that is a lot.
Yes.
You're
well, like, oh, I agree. I didn't know. And also for someone who didn't, like I used to be able to do water slides. Like, you know, I think of now,
Raging Water, Soak City.
Yes.
Soak City.
I think of that. Like I loved those. Like you couldn't pay me enough money to go into an enclosed water slide now. So I'm like, what happened? I don't know why. Also,
I do.
Well, yeah. And then also, this is my like really intrusive thoughts taking over. I'm so scared that if I fully tell people online that I'm claustrophobic and then I get kidnapped one day, they're going to like put me in a small room. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I've really, that's why I feel like I don't talk about it much either. Cause I'm like, they know what my triggers are and they're going to do that to me.
It's okay. We all have intrusive thoughts.
Is that like a really crazy thought to have?
Yes. But like that makes sense to me. But also when you speak it out, you have, it's less power.
Okay. Well, I'm Rami and I have claustrophobia. But really, I'm like, I know there are people who like have it much worse than I do. Now I know. Open MRI. Thank you to everyone who said that. Like, I'm going to call far enough in advance that maybe they
and
could save me one.
There's people listening who didn't know that. Now they're like, oh my God, I can ask for that. Maybe they've been putting off an MRI forever and it's like, you know, they shouldn't, you know?
I agree. And now we know. And I've learned so much.
I learned so much just now.
Thank you.
Pretty basic.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I have a lot that I want to dive into. One, I know Shane's okay, but I know everyone's wondering.
Yes, Shane is okay. He is currently recovering from the surgery and they're hoping that everything's good and he won't need another, but there's also a very high chance he might need another surgery, which I'm not sure like what is going on and why someone needs four surgeries in such a small short of time,
like a
span of time. But thank you to everybody who has been thinking of Shane. Like I have, again, so many people reaching out about him and we just appreciate it so much. And the baby's doing well and he's just recovering. And he told me at the beginning of this third surgery that the recovery was easier than the first. But I think as time has gone on, it's a bit of a longer journey now. But hopefully he'll be cleared for radiation soon. So he's doing okay. He's in higher spirits. And again, we just appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers.
I feel like this is actually the perfect time to segue into your burnout. Because we can cut this if you want. Mm-hmm. But I know everyone knows that Shane edits your vlogs.
Yeah.
And I know that's a lot of pressure on your shoulders for feeling burnt out, because not only are you employing your brother, but he also just had a baby and now he has a shit ton of medical bills. So you wanting to take a break may sound like, I know in your head you're like, oh, I sound dramatic to people. I'm like, I want to take, but it's not, because you're being selfless saying, I'm not going to take a break because if I don't film and I don't record, you know, Shane's not going to have money to pay for these things. And like, that's a lot of pressure to have on your shoulders. And I can't imagine that pressure of being like, no, I can't take a break. But you've never taken a break.
Yeah, no. But I usually am okay. It's just been like this month that I feel like I've been, I feel like for a long time in a lot of my career, I don't know why I felt like I can't take a break. I don't know if it's because I feel like if I do, I won't be able to, being blunt, like have the same views that I have now, or I feel like I would lose like part of my audience. I don't know why, like that's part of what I think, but also I've seen like you take breaks. I've seen like a lot of creators take breaks and they're fine.
Yeah, my views went down.
But all of ours are, yeah, okay. They are. But that's always in the back of my mind. But I think for me, the biggest part is what you just brought up. Not only Shane, but I have multiple employees and just like bills and things to pay. And I've been accustomed to the lifestyle that I have now. And of course I could obviously, I know I could take a break and cut back from the things that I have. And obviously my priority would be to pay my employees and to make sure all my bills are being met with my mortgage and things like that. And all other like secondary lifestyle stuff comes way after that. But obviously that's just something that's on the top of my mind. And then also because I've never taken a break, it's like a very scary idea to me, but you gave me so much amazing advice when I was like having a really hard time the night before my MRI.
Oh my God. Well, that's the biggest thing I hope that stuck was like, you always care about other people. And I feel like it's so fine for you to take that break right now. Cause if you really want to take care of your employees, one, this is why you have a team who's been around you for years, who has helped you save up money to where you can still pay them when you take a hiatus. You know, it doesn't have to be like, hi, you guys are all unemployed now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then longevity wise, I mean, it's better for them in the long run for you to take a month off, a week off, like a few weeks off, whatever that case, however long you want it to be, for you to be able to do this even longer.
That really stuck with me. You saying that, I was like, that's so, so true. I think if I don't put it in, which I will say, oh, I forgot to say also, I got my results back from the MRI the next day,
yeah,
which I was like fully expecting at least like 2 weeks or so for the results. And I was like, oh gosh, but I got the results back. It wasn't really, and little did I know this because I hadn't heard from my actual like general practitioner, but that was just like an MRI to see where it's at. And then they're going to keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. So 6 months from now, I have to go back and get another one, which I was like, 6 months is far too soon to do that again. But I have to go back and do that again. And then from there, they'll see. And I think if it's the same size, I'm sure they'll be, they probably will just, again, like maybe in a couple of years, go back and look at it again. Or if it's growing, then obviously we'll have to deal with that then. But I'm really trying to just put it out of my brain.
Also, you can do an open one now.
I was going to say less about the cyst and I'm more worried about the actual MRI, which is so dramatic of me. But that already alleviated so much stress for me.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we had this conversation, it was before the emergency surgery, before Shane's surgery, before my results or anything. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I totally resonated with everything you said. And I'm just so appreciative that I can call you in the middle of the night and be like, I can't make it tomorrow. And I feel like there's a lot of people that would have co-hosts that would be upset or, you know, hold some resentment or something, which I also like, I'm just so appreciative that you were like, do whatever you need. You called Ollie and he's like, I'll be there.
Like, I literally text like 10 people and I was like, can anyone come in? Like anyone. And I was like, well, Ollie's been on before, but I was like, honestly, it'll be such a good episode. Like we've never done one together. LOL. You know what's funny though is I know it did turn out good.
No, like, I thought it was such a good episode.
No, it really did turn out good, but I think that made extra pressure for me because I was like, it's gonna be so good. And then we get here and it's like dead quiet. And I was like, fuck my life. I was like,
he's like, but we have to understand someone like Ollie, he's not accustomed to doing podcasts. He's so funny and so good in real life. But
oh my God, no, everyone loved him. They're like, yes, unfiltered Ollie. Oh my God. But I just, it made me realize, I was like, oh, we've never done one just us. Like you're always kind of, like you've always been there to bring up other things or you two click and then me and you will talk. Like the three of us always have such good banter back and forth.
Yeah.
And Ollie and I do too, but a lot of it's kind of like unhinged and a little deranged.
You can't talk about that stuff.
We definitely cut something. And we were like, no one's going to get this. We were like, we sound insane and literally no one will understand this. And they don't like, so yeah.
I will say, first of all, loved how much you guys talked about me. I was like living for it. Thank you so much for all the compliments. I was dying also because you were like, prayers for Remy, as if like prayers something like went really bad with me.
I was just like, you have a lot. I was just like, you have a lot going on. But it was funny because we were like, oh my God, everyone, like trying to be serious. Prayers, like pray for like, you know, just think of Remy, da da da. Anyways, life's been great for us. Then Ollie's like, wait, maybe we should redo it so it doesn't sound as like.
No, I like just him being here, just you being here, him coming so last minute, like, means the absolute world to me. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to, and as I said earlier, like just lean on you guys so much, whether it's for work things or for personal things, whatever it may be. So thank you. I also feel like I got a really good look into your two, like obviously when you guys hang out, you two, I'm not there and I don't know what's going on.
You're insane.
It gave me good perspective. It made me laugh. It made me roll my eyes. Like it was funny.
Perfect.
It was so cute.
Perfect.
I loved it. And again, just thank you. But regarding my burnout,
how do you feel now?
I feel fine. And so that's why I'm like, am I weird? Like, is there something wrong with me? Because you even brought up how in like 2019, maybe 2018, and we like joke about this, but I was doing Vlogmas and it's so funny because there's like, if I could go back and like, if I knew where my life was going to be now, the podcast would have been so much better because I would have just gone balls to the wall, but I was so unsure of like myself and where my life was going to take me and what was happening in my life that I held back so much from the podcast.
That's so funny.
And now when I say things, people are like, oh my God, that's so funny. I'm like, I wish I could have said it all when it was going on. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
They would have been so good. But at some point, was it 2019? Probably 2018.
Yeah, there was a Vlogmas where you were like, I can't do this anymore. I need a break.
Yeah. Basically, I was going through the ringer with my love life. And I was like really going through it. And it wasn't just about a guy.
Vlogmas day 13?
Vlogmas day 13. it wasn't about a guy. It was like the guy was like the catalyst for this, but I was just going through a lot personally and I just was not feeling good about myself. And I was just like, I had put so much of my own personal and self-worth.
You also don't need an excuse because vlogging every day it's hard. It really is so much harder than you think.
Yes.
So I feel like that's the pressure alone. And then when you're just not mentally there, you're like, I don't fucking care about making a gingerbread house.
I think honestly that like that was it. I was like, because I kept trying to be so
on and
happy for the vlog
Christmas
and that's before like I felt like I was very vulnerable with my vlogs too, and then I would cry myself to sleep every night. So I finally had a breakdown. I was like, I'm taking a break from Vlogmas. I took one day off.
No.
And I was back and I was fine and I haven't taken a break since.
No, literally, I remember my favorite thing is it's like, you're like, I can't do this anymore. Title, thumbnail, like crying. Upset. Then one day you're gone. The next day it's like you smiling in the thumbnail like, hey guys, I'm back. Bath and Body Works haul.
We laugh about that to this day. And you brought it up to me when I was going through my little moment the other night. And you're like, even if it's just one day, circa Vlogmas 2018 or whatever year it was, I feel so dramatic, but that one day really was all I needed back then. And this one day where I cried on my couch all day truly like reinvigorated me. And I've cried a lot since. I still like have, and I keep talking about this in my vlogs, like it's such an emotional roller coaster when you're going through anything. Like when my family member was going through cancer last year, and she had a very like rare form of cancer that was really scary. And there was like a lot going on with that. It just will hit you. Like you'll hear the news and you're really upset. And then you're upset for like, you know, a certain amount of time. And then like one day seems brighter and the next day you're crying again. Like it's just always, it's not linear.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think the biggest thing for you, which is something to work on, is you simply just giving yourself the permission to take a day off, I think is what helps more than the length of it. Yeah. I think you having the weekend in Palm Springs being like, wow, I give myself the permission to not vlog and not feel guilty about it.
Yes.
Then you actually enjoyed it.
Maybe that's what it is. You're so right.
Even telling yourself like, yeah, I don't have to vlog today, but I'm gonna.
Yeah.
That alone versus like, wow, I have to, I don't have a choice. Even you in the MRI, like knowing you can hit the escape button thing helped more than anything.
It gives you, you find solace. That's actually a really good point. So I think
the worst thing too is like, half-assing it or half doing it. And this isn't any profession, but obviously ours is like for vlogging and stuff. But I always feel like shit about myself when I like try to vlog and I don't fully do it. And I'm like, damn it, I should have just not vlogged today.
Yeah.
So being able to be like, you know what? No, I'm not going to vlog today. And then 100% enjoy it.
That's so true. Also, when I took the break in Palm Springs and I came back to my vlog and I was going to try and get little clips here and there, but I really was just enjoying myself so much that I didn't. I left my camera in the bag that I brought and didn't touch it for the whole time.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I started up the vlog in the middle back home and I was like, I'm really sorry I didn't vlog anything. And every comment that I got regarding that was so nice. And I think it's really interesting too, because if this had been a few years ago with YouTube, I don't think people would have been as forgiving.
Yeah.
I just, the tides have changed. And I think maybe it's like with the rise of talking about mental health and recognizing mental
also,
health.
Also, I think there's a lot more creators now and now they kind of get it.
They get it too.
They get it a little more.
I got so many comments that were like, I am so glad you took time for yourself. Like, please never apologize for that.
I know. I didn't like how you said sorry. I'm like, bitch, no.
Well, I did feel badly. I'm like, that's my job. And it's not like it's a hard job. But
any job still has like time off. Even our podcast, like we'll take a break at the end of the season and we're so excited to come back because we actually have new stories and we don't feel like we're, you know.
I had a comment that was like, I normally, like in the past, would have been like sad that you didn't vlog, but I'm like, seeing what you're going through and just like knowing that you're a regular person, like I'm so glad you took it for yourself. And I was like,
also, all we wanted for so long was to age up our audience. And now that's happened. And they have lives too. Like they have kids. They're full in like they're.
Can I say something?
Yeah. I know you're going to drag this shit out of me.
No. But you brought this up yesterday and I just, and this is a fun conversation for us to have. Let me just say again, you're my best friend ever. And thank you so much for being there for me. And thank you for all that you've done and said. No, I just think it, and this is a full other like side tangent and we can also like cut this and make it a whole other episode, but you always talk about how, and like replay the old episodes. You're always like, we always wanted to age up our audience.
You never did.
I've never thought that in my life.
Oh my God. I consciously always needed, I was like, I need to like age up my audience.
Which I completely understand, especially because we made similar content, but still kind of different.
Yeah.
But I would love to dive into that as a conversation one day.
Honestly, it really just came down to like when people would come up to my friends and say hi, they were like these like cool older girls. And like, I loved that they were like 9 and 10 year olds coming up to me, but I was just like, okay, if I start doing truth or drinks, like that's not a good, like, how do you go from back to school to like doing truth or drink?
I see.
Like that's
for a long time
I was like, we need to like age it up, you know?
Yes. And you know why I probably didn't think about it? Because I don't think strategically ever. Like you viewed your channel as like a TV network or something. Like how are you going to go from like Disney Channel to like MTV? Like that doesn't happen. I'm just like, I drink now. Let's do a truth or drink.
And honestly, again, that was my big thing. I was like, okay, my God, people keep thinking like I've changed. I'm like, no, I'm just like finally showing a side to me.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's funny.
Makes a lot of sense. But I mean, like it happens. Our audience aged up no matter what, like gradually because we got older too.
Well, in my head, a lot of times when people would complain about like, you must today, I'm like, okay, they're younger. They're sitting at home and they're bored. They have the time to binge watch every single video that I put out, where now I'm like, oh, people don't as much. So of course they're not going to be like, how dare you not upload? Like they're more mature, you know? That's what I'm thinking.
My favorite was when Yumi and Ollie went to Disneyland and that little girl
came up. She was so cute.
This little girl, she was like at the cutest. She had to be like 7.
Oh, she was
younger,
young.
Maybe like 5 or 6. And but she was like an iPad kid. It
literally.
Was so funny.
But again, I was like, oh my God, I just uploaded a truth or drink. And I was like, please tell me you don't watch that.
She was so funny. She like came up with her iPad. She's like, are you Alicia Marie?
Like she like so pops her head like tap, tap. Are you Alicia Marie? And I was like, yes, queen. I was like, you with your red sequin bedazzled shirt? Like, yes, I am.
She was iconic. But like in moments like that, I'm like, okay, I understand. Yes. Like why it was a strategic thought.
I just felt bad. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like talking about like getting wasted and blacked out and like whatever.
I get it. I actually did have a slight sliver. Like when you talk about it, I always think of this one specific scenario. It's so funny because you've talked about it for years. Yeah, I've never brought it up till right now.
That's so funny.
This one time I got sponsored, I believe, by the Powerpuff Girls. Maybe Cartoon Network, something iconic. I love the Powerpuff Girls. I think they were doing like a clothing collection.
Oh, cute.
And so I like love the Powerpuff Girls. So I was like, absolutely. But I was like, how do I like implement?
I remember that video.
And I did like expectations versus reality or something that was like on the tail end. Like it wasn't even popular anymore, but I was like, I need a way to put this in.
Yeah.
But it was also, I posted that at the same time that I started dating. And so it was like very recent.
Yeah.
And so whenever I met a guy, I'd be like, oh my God, if they look at my channel, that's the video.
And you can't take it down because it's sponsored.
Yep. But I feel like that's how you felt with your content. Yes. Like that was very similar.
Oh my God. Especially when I started dating, I was just like, don't look at my channel. I'd be like man with lockers, like back to school.
Speaking of which, we did a collab.
Guys, we did a back to school collab.
It was so much fun.
Like present day.
I wanted to go so much harder. Like I wanted us to wear pigtails and like nerd glasses and like have the camera sway and go in my garden and like make it like 200% saturation. Like I wanted to do it all. We just didn't have enough hours in that day, but like I wanted to do it so
badly.
I
mean, we can still film an intro.
I wanted it. Hashtag Remleisha.
You fangirling. I was dead.
I and every time we collab, I still fangirl because even though we collab like every week on this podcast, kind of. But regardless, I mean, I was just like such a fan. Like my favorite, top 5 favorite YouTube videos ever. Hashtag Milarisha, Tumblr in real life. Yep. Hashtag Mike Calvin's. Like that video changed my life.
You know what's funny? I should tell Mia this, but I remember Of course, she comes to the collabs like never prepared, Me and Lauren, me and Lauren are like planned out. We're like, this is my title, this is my thumbnail. These are the, you know, I need you doing this.
We need these shots.
And Lauren even has everything prepped. She's like, I already prepped the DIYs. You just need to hold it. And I'm like, okay, perfect, perfect. Mia, she's like, yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing. And she's like, oh my god, what about like hashtag? You know? And she's like, okay, like just say hashtag Mike Calvins. And I'm like, okay, like I'm like, oh my god, like what is this gonna be happening? Like, what is this video? Of course, hers like fucking does the best, and it's so good because it was so funny.
It was so.
But even while I was filming it, I was like, what is this gonna be? I was like, okay, slay, like, let's do it.
I'm obsessed with her. She's a creative genius. But whenever we collab, I'm like, oh my god, I am living the Danimal sweepstakes. I am the Danimal sweepstakes winner.
I can't believe it.
I know. When we took Steph to Taylor Swift, she kept saying that the whole weekend, and now it's my favorite thing
to say. That was so funny.
Pretty basic.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, we did collab, and I did a Cooking with Remy. Yes, Cooking with Remy, Back to School, Cooking with Remy and Alicia, Back to School,
Schoolisha.
Food ideas, Schoolisha, I'm so sorry. And I wasn't sure, I was like, do I do like adult lunches? Because obviously like we're adults and not in school. But I was also like, there's also a world where I could do like fun, nostalgic kids lunches.
Also, I still love chicken nugs.
I mean, who doesn't?
Exactly.
And so I went towards that. I was like, I've done easy lunches, salad in a jar, adult lunch bowl.
Also, the amount of times I made a salad mason jar thing, did I ever like actually eat one or take it with me?
I think it's a great idea.
I've never done it.
I mean, because we don't go to like an office. I mean, like when we come here, it would be great for us to do that.
But did we just order our food? Yep.
I didn't prep my salad, bitch. Anyways, we made chicken nuggets, cosmic brownies.
Those were honestly the best brownies I think I've ever had. I love a brownie.
I prepped them too. So we had one already made. So we made it on camera. Like we finished it off on camera because it was done. But then we made one together. So I had another batch after you left.
The ganache.
Everybody who's come over is just like, Ollie, I tried to send him home with some. He's like, no, every day he texts me. I really wish I took some home.
No. Right now I'm like, even Ashley, I was talking to her and she was like, oh my god, I saw you were licking the spatula. I was like, it was so good.
I should give her, do you think she'll want some?
Yeah, do you have more?
I also made some short rib. I was gonna text her and bring her some over because she likes short ribs. So anyways, we made cosmic brownies, we made chicken nuggets, we made pizza bagels, and then we made these little apple peanut butter sandwiches.
So good.
And then what did we do on your channel?
Well, Rem brought it up to me. She's like, hear me out. Well, what if we do a back to school collab? And I was like, okay, I mean, like, not me spending the past 6 years trying to grow out of that, but like, sorry. Bitch, tell me when. You know what? We slid right back into it. So I was like, okay, what's easy? My favorite go-to collab for any like school or even just collabs back in the day were weird food combinations. And that has been something that so many people have requested. I feel like that's one of my most requested like older videos. People are like, please, we need them again. And I was like, oh my God, work. Let's do it.
Work.
So we did that. And it was they're so quick and easy to film because it's really just a reaction. I actually thought some were good.
I did throw up after.
Yeah.
I got sick.
Keep in mind, like I always felt sick after I filmed those videos anyways, just because you have so many different flavors, but we also ate from your video.
Yeah,
so I feel like we just ate a lot.
It was a lot all up in here.
It wasn't even that much. It was just like a lot of different,
it was a lot of different things. Yeah, chicken nuggets, strawberries, mayo.
Takis.
It was a lot of different, like my tummy was just confused.
Yeah, it was very confused. But that's out this Friday. So it's already out by the time you guys are listening to this. So go give it some love. Maybe comment hashtag Remleisha on it and we'll know that you came. Or like, what should they
They should comment.
Cosmic brownie. I don't know. What's something that we would know they came from the pod?
Comment. I came from Pretty Basic. Hashtag Remleisha.
Oh my God. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, when the episode that I was last on went up, I was like, oh, I need to check my Fabletics picture. And there are so many comments with purple hearts. And it was so, like, it's so funny because, like, when we meet Pretty Basic listeners in real life, I'm like, I just pretend like no one listens to this podcast.
No, same.
So when I meet someone in real life, I'm like, whoa. And then when I saw how many purple hearts were on the picture, I was like, people listen.
Oh my God. No, anytime we meet people, I'm like, you what? That's probably why you're like, that's probably why I don't care. You're like, I need a candle. I'm like, it's fine.
No one's going to listen.
No one's going to listen.
But it was really sweet. And yeah, in my burnout, sorry, I'm jumping all over the place, but no. I wanted to get back to that. I am feeling really good. So I truly think just taking that one day off, like similarly to my Vlogmas, whatever year that was all I needed.
What day?
My last week, last Tuesday when I cried.
When you cried on your couch the whole day? That's not a break, Rem.
Oh, that was a break for me?
No, that's like a personal day.
Oh.
That's not like
aren't
a
they
break.
The same thing?
No, like that was like a I'm down bad, like I day. You would not tell me, wow, you're good after that.
You'd I think like, I would. I thought no, that was good.
No, that's like that's almost like a sick day. Like I, you know what I mean? You need like a reset day.
I really did feel like I reset. I really did.
I'm sure you did.
I genuinely.
But I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, that.
What? Just one more day.
Okay.
One more day where you can do whatever you want. You're like, you know, what do I want to do? Do I want to go shopping? Do I want to read a book? Do I want to walk my girls? Without okay. vlogging it.
Okay. Man, I really thought I had my breath. I was like, I feel great.
I just feel like if it was me and I was sobbing all day, you'd be like, okay, maybe like one more day.
I get that. I get that. But I feel fine now. I really do. I think also it was like more of the unknown
yeah.
of what was going on that was weighing on me. But now as soon as I got my results back and I don't have to worry about myself in the slightest, or at least for 6 months, I was like, okay, I'm good now.
Also, especially everything with Shane, because I know you and your personality is like, let me help. I feel like even the unknown of you not knowing your place and how to help
yeah.
is another whole thing for you where you're like, I just feel useless and mm-hmm. like helpless. Which obviously you're not, like you just being there is enough. But I feel like you know, you're always the one to like, let me make you food. Let me do this. Let me, you know, treat you to a spa day. Like that's so your love language. So I feel like that's also another level of like, oh, I don't know. It's just unknown. It's like, I feel like I'm sitting here and I just have to wait.
Agreed with that. I also have been feeling and why I even like texted you in the first place Monday night before when Shane's surgery thing happened, I felt helpless, perfect mm-hmm. word, because I wanted to drop everything and just go there in the middle of the night. I wanted to go pick him up from the hospital. He was there alone. I wanted to yeah. sit with him all night. I wanted to go help with the baby. I wanted to do all these things, but I knew I could if I came and talked to you and if I messaged Bretman and I did all these things, I knew I could. But I think for me, I was like, I just feel so guilty for having to miss out on something. I feel like I'm letting the listeners down by not having Bretman on. I feel like I'm letting you down. I feel like I'm letting Bretman down. I felt all these things. And I was like, I just wish I could just go. But I knew I had so much to do, obviously, if I needed to go. And I think that's what was stressing me out more of like, if something else happens again and I want to be able to just drop everything and go, like there, I usually have such a full schedule. I can't.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, what was more weighing on me. I was like, maybe I just need to like stop so that I can have the ability to just yeah. drop everything and go.
Well, my advice with that is, even though you do have the luxury of being able to move your schedule around, that's one of the biggest luxuries of this job. I feel like maybe even in your head, giving yourself those like sick days or vacation days, so then you can almost feel like less guilty.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good
idea.
Like
if you were in a more corporate structure, you know, you have to put in those days or something, and then it's up to you if you want to use it or not.
Yeah.
So then that way you're like, okay, do I want to use it tonight? Well, I do have an MRI anyway. Or just go with your gut. And if you're like, you know, like obviously we can work things around, but I don't want you feeling guilty because that's what you kept being like, well, are you going to be mad at me? And I was like, no, like what the fuck? Like,
no,
I was like, that's not, huh?
I know. But I just like, I felt so badly. I just, it was just, oh,
not that I wouldn't feel bad if it was me, but I'm like, I just,
but I would never be mad at you about yeah. that. And I knew you wouldn't be mad at me. And I know no one would be mad, but I'm also just like, I just feel like a flop lately
yeah.
and I feel like I haven't been able to give work my all because obviously I've been so distracted and had things happening. And then I feel like I can't be there for my family the full amount that I want to be there because I'm trying to work at the same time.
But also you can't be a hundred.
I know, but I want to be.
But you can't.
I know, but I want to be.
Maybe also just give yourself grace and be like, this is where I am right now. I'm able to give, you know, 40% to Pretty Basic. I'm able to give 40% to my family. And the last, 20% goes to my vlog channel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like maybe that's just, I feel like you have such high expectations that you can do everything. Obviously you can use that crazy adrenaline superpower strength when needed, but you can't do that every day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Even when it came down to, we had a lot of like just friend dinners recently and I was even getting overwhelmed with the scheduling and you would be so, and I was like, Ram, like it's okay to miss it.
Like you texting me, she literally texted me. She's like, I love you. I hope that you're okay. Also, if you need to miss a friend dinner, like that's okay. And yes. That was like, I'm not kidding, changed everything for me.
I was like, bitch, like, we can go to, you know, like, we can Postmate.
We can stay in.
Yeah. Like, if you just need to have boundaries, be like, wow, I would love to, you know, like, if it's just bullying with me, like, you can cancel it. Like, it's fine.
I appreciate it.
I just feel like you're like, no, I have to do this and be there for this person. So maybe that's something. Give yourself the grace. Figure out, like, why you have such these high expectations that you can do everything.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to work through this.
Take one more day. Just one more little day.
I did have a day on Saturday. I made the short ribs.
Good. Is that why you asked why I was home?
Yeah.
Damn it. You know what's funny? Ashley's boyfriend was over and I was like, Rim asked if I'm home. I hope she's dropping off food. And then I didn't hear anything. I was like, okay, I can't assume.
Wait. Well, I was just going to give them to Ash because one time she asked me for my recipe. So I was like, I'll share them with her.
But that's so fine. It's so fine. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I am feeling like truly, if it were not for you, I would not be okay right now.
Oh my God.
In all aspects, nothing. From just checking in on me to like literally coming here and doing the podcast. So, cause I really needed that Tuesday.
Yeah.
My reset day was amazing.
So now we're going to work on having the free days to be preventative.
Yes. I, don't anticipate life ever throwing as many things that it did at me again for a very long time.
It might though.
Yeah. So it might, but I do think I have like the skills to, I think I have the skills now between this conversation and also just like, knowing that I'm going to be okay.
Even a system with like your mom even being like, hey, can you even, whether it's texting me a certain emoji or just being like, hey, Bible, can you please come help? So that way you just know like at what urgency do you need to drop everything?
But see, I come from a family of people who don't ask for help.
Got it.
So that's why I go into full fight or flight and I'm like, I need to be there. And then they're like, you don't need to come. I'm like, no, I need to be there because I'm like, is this a level 1 or a level 10? They'll never tell me.
But then also,
my parents almost didn't tell me that my dog died because they're like, so like, we don't want to bother her. We don't want to bother her. I'm like, I would love to know if my dog died. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
So yes, but no.
Okay. Okay. Well,
but damn. I think now, and I know that that's something
feel,
I need
don't to, feel guilty.
I think it's something I need to work on. I'm like, I think that I'm also someone who doesn't like to ask for help, but I think now I can better gauge when things are happening, like, okay, do they really need me? If my mom is going over and my mom has had enough sleep for the night, then like, yeah, she can take this shift and then I'll go over after the podcast or something.
Yeah.
It was a learning experience for me.
It's not like you can plan, you know, Shane's stuff.
Yes.
You went from not even worrying, being like, oh yeah, he just has like a little thing on his back to now like, you know, how many times can someone go into rush emergency surgery like that?
Poor thing. And he's alone. But yes,
but
I'm okay. I appreciate again, everyone reaching out. Thank you to you. And I feel fabulous now.
Good.
Truly. After my brain, like I was able to write myself off and I know my brother's just, there's all we can do is wait right now. I've been chilling.
Good, 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 good. Well, we love you.
I love you.
Guys, and we love you guys.
Sorry, I talked about my MRI for 30 minutes.
Oh my God, you're so fine. Honestly, I found it interesting because I've never had one, so.
You know what's so crazy too is the day after I got mine and I was like talking about to everyone like, oh my God, it was like such a horrible experience, blah blah blah. Kim Kardashian posts a photo where she's like
posing with
duck face next to a giant MRI machine. She's like, I love this. She got like a full body scan, I guess.
I kind of want to do one. It's really expensive though.
Oh, it can like couldn't pay me to do it, but it can like anticipate or find any sort of
detect like anything
in your body like before
in the
early stages. So
it's so cool that there's that
technology is amazing now, and truly between the tap dancing and telling myself that magnets are sweet, I was okay.
Yes. So if you're in an MRI, just think of Remy tap dancing to How to Save a Life by Snow Patrol.
Who sings The Fray?
The Fray. I'm so sorry. To my defense, that was a good equivalent. Like, that's the same vibe.
Snow Patrol probably.
Anyways, we love you guys so much, and we'll listen to you. No, you'll listen to us. We love you guys so much, and don't forget to subscribe, rate it 5 stars, and comment blue emojis on Remy's last post.
Please, thank you. Love you. Bye.